said there'll be snow at Christmas. They said there'll be peace on earth.
But instead, all right. It just kept back on at it for a Monday. 23rd of December, as we head down toward Christmas. Anything change there, Alex? Excellent. At any rate, Alex is going to get out of here so we can get some Christmas shopping done, and we'll get to that. We're going to wrap up some things today about what's going on out there. The truth about the economy is getting out. Even the most hardened anti-Trump factions cannot deny it. Cannot deny it. I want you to hear from CNN. Yeah, they're in disbelief. Remember how 1 year ago in December of 2018, oh, my God, the economy's going to, stock market's in peril. We're in free fall. It's all going to go up in smoke. No, now we're north of 28,000. The 30,000 mark on the stock market is within reach now. The 30,000 mark is within reach now. Listen to bite number one from CNN. Bite one, go.
Take a look at how economic conditions are in the country today. And what we see, we have all the way going back to 2000. And look at this. Most of the time over the last decade, most people have said we have poor economic conditions. But take a look now. Now most people say that, in fact, we have good economic conditions. 76% of the country say we have good economic conditions. Just 22% say we have poor. That is, in fact, the best numbers that we've had since the beginning of not just this past decade, but the last decade.
You actually, and on the debate stage last night, the Democrats were asked about that. And they said, even if 76% of Americans say it's good, maybe Americans don't see it like that. They have a tough sell on that.
A very tough sell on that. Very tough sell on that. Where do you go from there? Well, CNN turned into some deeper issues because they know that they're in a jam with their Democrat colleagues and problems there. It's not all wine and roses for the Democrats. Impeachment came and went. Merry impeachments. What happened? Nothing. The country didn't care. Bite number two from CNN. Bite two, go.
Take a look at his favorability ratings. Now his favorable rating, 46%. That's up from 44% in October and 43% in June. And the net favorables, that's your favorable minus your unfavorable, that's up to minus six right now. That deficit has been cut in half. So the president is becoming more popular, in part, I believe, because of the strong, what people view as a strong economy.
And if the president can convince people, and it sounds like he has, that only he can steward this economy, that it wouldn't just be on automatic pilot, that only he has this Midas touch.
That could definitely be the case. And, you know, that might be, in fact, part of the reason why some of the Democrats, you know, we spoke about this yesterday, are becoming less popular. So back in October, Sanders and Biden had net positive favorability ratings. Sanders at plus two, Biden at plus two. Even Warren was just at minus three. And now they're all negative except for Buttigieg, who's basically dead even. So I think you have this combination of Trump becoming a little bit more popular and the Democrats becoming a little less popular, and that's why the numbers are moving in his direction.
Yeah, it's because of impeachments. Yeah, it's because of the impeachments mess. Meanwhile, Jeff Van Drew, Congressman Jeff Van Drew, has done something that no member of Congress has ever done before. Leave the majority party and join the minority party in protest. But the newly minted Republican from New Jersey has done exactly that. Because he says he was told he had to vote for impeachment or else. He didn't see it that way. He said, you know what? That doesn't work for me. Bite number five with Jeff Van Drew. Go.
The final sign for me was, oddly enough, actually in my home county, when one of the county chairmen, and I have eight counties, one of the county chairmen came to me and said, I have to speak with you. And I said, sure, and sat down. And he said, I just want to let you know that you have to vote for impeachment. And I said, what do you mean? And he said, you've got to vote for impeachment. If you don't, you're not going to be able to run in my county. Well, first of all, it's not his county. It's our county.
Yeah, it's our county. And frankly, who the hell do you think you are to tell me what I'm going to do or to threaten me? You know, I see his point. And because of that, by the way, because Jeff Van Drew has flipped that seat red, it's become a R plus two district, which means it's going to stay red. It's going to stay red, which means the Republicans have just flipped a seat from blue to red. Good move on their part. That means there's one down, 30 to go. One down, 30 to go, and they just might get there. And if Nancy Pelosi is no longer speaker come 2021 January, you'll know why. Meanwhile, Lindsey Graham, the senator from South Carolina, says he cannot imagine a vote forcing John Bolton or Mick Mulvaney to appear to testify. He's calling out Nancy Pelosi for trying to bully the Senate with her demands for House Democrats, for House Republicans. It's bite number six with Lindsey Graham saying, I don't think so. Bite six, go.
The president is invoking executive privilege around Mulvaney and John Bolton and others. They impeached this president because he chose to go to the court. Second article of impeachment is obstruction of Congress. The president has claimed executive privilege, and instead of allowing the president to exercise his legal rights, they've impeached him because he wanted to go to court. Can you imagine what would have happened if we'd done this to a Democrat, that we impeach a Democrat because they wanted to go to court?
Yeah, it's pretty extraordinary. So do you expect that there will be witnesses in a Senate trial? Can you walk us through how the Senate trial
will...
No, I don't foresee that as a possibility at all. No possibility at all. It's just not going to happen. It's not. All right, so we're winding it down, heading for the finish line, and putting it on the shelf as Christmas cheer will be unloaded here in well, big boxes of Christmas cheer any moment now. All right? There's some Christmas for you. Go get them, Alex. We'll be right back.
All anguish, pain, and sadness, be gone, let your road be clear. They said there'd be snow at Christmas. They said there'd be peace on earth. Hallelujah, Noel be heaven.
Protecting Michigan's waters is critically important, and so is providing the energy that fuels Michigan's quality of life. A tunnel for Line 5 is the right solution. This underground concrete tunnel housing Line 5, deep under the Straits of Mackinac, means multiple layers of protection and virtually no chance of a leak into the Great Lakes. It also eliminates the possibility of an anchor strike, and it means no interruption to the energy that Michigan needs. Learn more at Enbridge.com/Line 5 Tunnel.
When it comes to planning for your future, you want an advisor who understands your Christian values. Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles offers financial planning based on biblical principles. He can help you plan for your goals in a way that is consistent with your faith. Call Craig Stiles today at 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial provides financial services without regard to religious affiliation or cultural background. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.